Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. March will arrive tomorrow, isn't it hard to believe, Sunday? And with it, a new planting list. I have my favorites for spring, which also arrives in March. Teresa Watkins is with us in studio today, and we'll find out what she likes to plant. Also, how does she prepare the planting site? All gardeners have their own techniques, I'll tell you. We also need to discuss a Florida hazardous tree law, and Joni awaits your calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered during our second hour, or just make a comment. Brian's at the controls, so please join Brian, Joni, Teresa, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning. Welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. You know, I love my annuals. It allows me to change out the color each season. Now, some do last longer and are classified as long-lived annuals, or what I call short-lived perennials. Then we have the true perennials that can live for years, but they don't last forever like a lot of people think they do. Are you confused yet with all that? Well, we'll straighten it out in just a little bit. Teresa Watkins, author, radio host, and horticulture consultant, joins me in the studios today. Thank you for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of the program that makes it a real success by calling us here at 1-888-45-LAWNS or texting us at 23680. Webpage will be up tomorrow for March, and I have a pruning guide, something about flowers speaking. And, you know, what do you do with roots when you plant the plants? And I have a little thing about that. Starting the vegetable garden, Joni has a section on shrubs and small trees. Nice picture of the yellow tabebuya, by the way. And there's more. Just get up on our website, betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. Right now, back for hour number two. Brian's at the controls. Joni's answering your phone calls. And Teresa's right here with us in the studios. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
We're back.
Hi.
Good. Brian, tell us about Facebook. How's it look?
It's up. It's running. It's good to go right now.
Okay. Brian takes care of Facebook for us.
That's
Teresa
wonderful.
Is on top of it, and we appreciate that awful lot. Now, yes. Guys, I have some dates for you in March. Tomorrow starts March. Everybody realizes that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. March 8th is what?
Oh.
Daylight savings time begins.
Oh. We spring ahead.
We spring ahead.
Is this where we get more sleep or less sleep?
It's less sleep.
You lose sleep, bro.
I don't like this one at all. I'm not a fan of this one.
I put that in there just for you.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were going to like that one. Now, I thought, well, the legislative body in Florida passed that the daylight saving time would be permanent, but Congress hadn't approved it. So right now, we're going to switch over to daylight savings time. Who knows when fall comes back, whether we'll fall back or not. But anyway.
I don't want to get stuck on the one where we lose sleep.
Well, you're only going to lose it once.
Okay. All
right. but it just happens to be coming up on March the 8th.
Great.
So Saturday night is when you lose the sleep. March the 8th at, 2 o'clock, daylight saving time comes in. It also allows people to order twice a week. So we change over there also.
Oh, that's true. The temperatures are going up, and it's a good time to change your watering.
Yeah. Okay. What's March 19th?
I don't know. Joni's birthday.
Easter?
She loved to have it. Birthday. It's the first day of spring.
Oh.
First day of spring.
Okay.
And I read somewhere, somebody will have to double check me, and I know listeners will double check me, that this is the earliest spring can begin. And it's the first time in 124 years or something like that.
Wow.
So stay around for another 124, somewhere around there. Good, Joni's been busy on the phones.
Yes, sir.
March 19th, first day of spring, Joni.
It is?
Yeah.
Good. I don't like winter.
Teresa and I have already declared that winter is over.
It is.
Good.
Yeah. What do you think, Brian?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, sounds good.
As long as summer's not here right now.
Yeah, no, I don't want summer here either. I want it to be just kind of the way it is, just nice weather, nice enjoy spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind of neat. Hey, I'll tell you what, Patty's been waiting a long time in Tallahassee. Let's see if we can help her out. Patty, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you too. Hey, the weather's going to be fine from here on out in Tallahassee. I declared it.
All right.
You don't sound like you believe me, Patty.
No, sir. So, with that, does that mean that it's safe to plant my very small blueberry plant in the ground? When can I do that?
I think she could do it right now. I mean, blueberries can take chill. So they change colors, in fact, even in the fall, and turn that beautiful red. So go ahead and plant them. It's safe to do it. And you can plant blueberries basically any time of the year.
Yeah, pretty much so. I don't see any real cold in the future. Well, I look 10 days ahead, okay? So that takes us in, almost the middle of March.
Sure.
So I'm thinking you're okay no matter what. But like Teresa says, blueberries can take a fair amount of cold.
And so in the future, with all the winters, I don't need to baby them and cover them?
No.
I don't think so.
No, nope, they're totally hardy.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got, do you know the variety you're planting?
I don't, sorry.
Okay, you got the rabbit eyes up there. Which are totally hardy. They go up the coast.
And they go not necessarily dormant, but they lose their leaves, so I wouldn't worry about it.
It's a semi-dormant situation.
Sure.
Yeah. No, in fact, I would say the blueberries in your area, the rabbit eyes, probably need some cold to really function well. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have our permission. Call us back and let us know how you do. But I'm sure you're going to do fine, Patty. I'm not worried one bit.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty.
Have a good day.
You have a great gardening day, too. We appreciate it. Let's see. I have a 10-foot-tall jabuticaba that produces some fruit. Is there something to do to make it produce more, like maybe pruning? Jabba da Kaaba.
I just saw some beautiful ones over in Howie, and I think you just I would ask about the fertilizing practices because that you know they got to have the nutrients so they can produce.
Yeah, no, normally I don't know of any pruning. They prune they flower along the stems.
They do
and that's
around
where the
trunk.
Fruits are produced.
Yes,
and you normally have plenty of trunk there. So I'm like you. I just make sure I'm putting adequate fertilizer on them. I mean, if the plant's getting out of control or something, you could prune it back. But I don't know of any special pruning practices.
Right, and then also, is it in a container or is it in the ground? And how long has it been in the ground? So if it's only
10 foot tall,
then it should be producing fruit. I would say it's a nutrient problem.
Yeah, they say they aren't getting as much as they want. But wants to know if it should get light inside. I don't think so. I think, like you, I think it's just a nutrient problem. I'd be fertilizing it 3 to 4 times a year, certainly March, May, August, and maybe early October.
And we're also talking, too, about the amount of fertilizing. I was talking to someone the other day there, and they were fertilizing it, but they didn't realize that citrus needs to have that cup of fertilizer. So, I mean, not cup, but pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking a 10-foot tree, you're talking pounds.
You're talking about a fair amount of fertilizer, and you need to do it often enough. And you can use a citrus fertilizer,
sure.
The Jabba da Kaaba.
I think so.
Many people don't know what the Jabba da Kaaba is, but it's kind of a grape-like fruit, and it's very tasty.
It's very tasty. It's acidic, and it looks wonderful. It looks like a little plum.
Yeah, and they say one of the first trees was planted in Central Florida in Orlando.
Wow.
And I saw that tree. It was in College Park. It was down in your area.
Wow.
Yeah, but it froze out in the 80s.
Yeah, I can see that. It is a tropical plant. It's not subtropical.
Cold sensitive, yeah. Let's go back to Tallahassee. What do you say? You're talking to Tom and Teresa, Diane in Tallahassee. Good morning.
Hi, Diane.
I guess maybe Joni's still working on that one there, so
we'll
leave that one on.
Okay.
Well, she's just working on it, so that's okay.
All right. We jumped the gun there.
I did. I saw it up there. As soon as Joni gets done, we'll be in good shape. I want to talk about the flowers, and let's cover this native versus introduced. And you were talking about pollinators, and that's what some of the annual flowers and perennials do.
They do. And so, you know, should you plant natives or non-natives? I think it just depends on your purpose of your yard and, you know, what you would like to accomplish with it. If you're restoring habitat or wanting to encourage pollinators and more wildlife to come to your yard, definitely add those natives. But the hard part about Florida is that the natives go dormant.
Yeah.
And so if you like color in your yard all year round, especially if you're only here seasonally, snowbirds, then you're going to definitely want to have some non-natives too as well for color.
Yeah. So it's not a matter of native or non-native, some of both, some of each.
Right. It's right plant, right place. And even with natives, if, you know, what's native down in Tampa may not be native here in Orlando, and in Tallahassee may not be here in Orlando. So you got to find out what's endemic to your area, what's native to your area.
And some of them are very specific about soil conditions, too.
Exactly. So if it's a wetland native, you're not going to be able to plant it in the Claremont area, you know, without adding a lot of water and a lot of high maintenance. So you want to make sure that the natives have the right soils. And so many times in developments, they clear off that soil, and it's no longer native soil.
Yeah.
So
right plant, right place.
Right plant, right place. That's the mantra.
Good. Sounds good. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Diane is ready. Okay.
There you go.
Diane in Tallahassee. Good morning to you.
Yes. Good morning. I said Tallahassee must be up early this morning.
I know. We're happy to have every one of you also. That's great. We have a ton of listeners in Tallahassee, and we appreciate each and every one of them.
Well, good. Well, I have a few things. But the first thing that was really interesting, I had the golden-colored sweet potato vine that had gotten way out of control. And I mowed that area and realized it was growing huge potatoes.
Yeah.
Yes, they...
And so I just cooked one up this morning while you were talking.
How was it?
And it's wonderful. I'm eating it. I put a little butter, salt, and pepper on it, and you would not know you weren't eating a regular white potato.
There you go.
And it is white.
Yeah. Now, sometimes they're a little stringy. Was yours stringy?
Not at all.
Okay, that's good.
And this was a huge one. So
yeah. Oh, I've seen them big.
Stringy.
Yeah. I've seen them so big that you cuddle your arms together, and this is a regular sweet potato, but it'd been growing for about 3 or 4 years, and it was
huge. But was it bitter, or did it taste good?
The lady who cooked it up said it was fine.
Excellent.
It just tastes just like a white potato. Like, if I wouldn't tell anyone what they were eating, they would not know.
How about that? Well, feed it to your friends and see how they do.
I'm going to do it. Okay, the other thing I had is about gladiolus.
Yeah.
I hear you talk about them once in a while. Mine in my garden, I'm cleaning it up right now, has a million little weedy, stringy gladiola bulbs.
Yeah, bulblets.
That I pull out like weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're such a nuisance. Now, what's the secret to growing gladiolus?
Go ahead.
What are they not doing? Are they not growing tall enough? Are they not blooming for you?
They're not blooming. They're just little.
You got the little bulblets coming off.
Sure.
Of them.
So yeah. How often do you fertilize?
Not so often there.
Yeah, that's going to be a secret again. So if they've been in the ground a long time or had successive years of blooming, then they're probably being stretched and they just don't have enough nutrition to put all their effort into putting out new flowers or growing bigger bulbs.
Yeah, Diane, okay. I dig mine every year. You don't have to dig them. You can leave them there. But I dig mine, and then you can separate off those little bulblets. That's what they are. I remember when I was a kid. Yeah, you're right. I like gladiolus. I've used them, grew them an awful lot. And we used to save the bulblets, row them out in a row, and then they would eventually grow bigger gladiolia corms and get more.
Okay.
But so fertilizer, digging them every once in a while, separating them out, and they should do fine for you, okay?
Okay. One other thing. I have a pomelo, and I did not think it had fruit this year, and it's growing out a way where I don't walk very often. And the other day, there's this huge yellow thing laying in the grass.
Wow.
And it was a gigantic pomelo. It had grown one fruit, and we had so much fun with it. So for your other grower, tell him not to give up.
Okay, we'll tell him that. That's George.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You have a great gardening day. Great question, especially the pomelo. People love them. Pomelo was probably the parent of the grapefruit.
It is.
Out in the Caribbean there somewhere, West Indies or something.
And they get huge. They get really big. So what you say she had fun with it, what does that mean?
I don't know what she did with it. Maybe she'd call back and tell us. Hey, we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCovey. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids and spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. Happy to have you with us, that's for sure. And Teresa's in the studio with us today. So if you want to give us a call, number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. And one thing that Teresa and I did want to talk about is that there's a hazardous tree bill in Florida. So I thought we might just mention a little bit about that.
And deciding whether or not to take a tree down, and if it's hazardous, if you think it's hazardous, you know, what you should do is call a certified arborist.
Yeah, you have to by law.
You have to by law. Get it documented and make sure that you, you know, take pictures. The certified arborist will know what to do. But that's your key, is that to protect you, make sure that you are taking down a tree that's hazardous. If it's a good tree, you don't want to take it down. And that's not protected by the law.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they figure, could use this as an excuse just to remove trees.
Right. And you can't do that.
But that's why you have to have the certified arborist. I think a landscape architect can sign off on it also by the law.
Sure. But then they also have to go through, if they live in an HOA, I would clear it with them. Just kind of just let them know what's going on.
Yeah. And a community that regulates the trees, you probably need to contact them. If it's a tree that's a protected tree, I would think a bald cypress, for instance, you're probably going to have to get the county forester to sign off. So it's just not a matter of if the tree is, you feel, causing damage to something. Maybe it's leaning towards your house or something.
Right.
You need to have at least the forester sign and the arborist sign off on it.
Exactly. And that's just to protect you. It's to protect the trees too as well. You know, you don't want to take down a nice healthy tree.
Yeah, exactly. And the arborists don't want to take them down. A lot of people feel that, you know, arborists just want to come in and take down trees. It's not good for business.
Well, there's a difference between a tree cutter and an arborist. And that's why you want to use a certified arborist, because they do want to protect the trees. And sometimes, and especially now in Florida, we've had these oak trees growing for 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's starting to get to the end of their life cycle. So sometimes it is best to take them out and plant a whole new young tree.
Yeah, you just don't want to get somebody traveling around town with a chainsaw. You want to get a certified arborist who knows
exactly
what he's doing. Let's see if we can go back to the phone lines. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. You'll need that for the quiz question also. Or you can text us at 23680. Let's talk with Todd in Orlando. Todd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
We're fine. As you can tell, we're ready to do some gardening today. How about you?
Oh, boy. I've been doing it for weeks and weeks with perennials and annuals. So
very good.
It.
What you got
so
for us today?
I have a question. I've got azaleas that are probably about 6 foot high, and I'm thinking they were put in the 50s. A lot of the canes are an inch and a quarter or an inch thick, and most of the growth is at the top. And I'm wondering how far down I can cut them back after they bloom, because they're just about done blooming.
Well, you know, for a tree, or not for a tree, but for a shrub, you can always cut them by a third, and that's going to be an easy way to judge it. Cut it back by a third, and you're not going to harm it. But I have seen 50 to 60 year old azaleas cut down to the ground, and they pop right back up again.
Me too. You're catching them good because there can be a lot of dead wood in those old azaleas. And what'll happen is you'll get disease going down the crown. You'll start to lose them. In the Orlando area there, those old azaleas, a lot of them were part of the program through the Orlando Sentinel, where they either gave them away or sold them off at a real cheap price.
And Martin, so those Anderson, are the Formosas?
Yeah. That'd be the Formosas, yeah.
Wow.
And so,
yeah, these are the fuchsia color ones.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
And they're tough and durable.
So, you know, I would say, what would you like to cut them down to? What do you think the hollow portion of it, you'd like to cut them down 2 to 3 feet?
Every bit of that. Probably I'd like to get them down to where the cane sticking up would be about 24, 30 inches, and then get new growth coming maybe from the base and hopefully some from the new cuts on the wood.
Right. So if you do that, go ahead and take it down 2 feet, and then next year you can take it down again. So I would
really?
do it over 2 years, and you're going to be safe. But we have literally cut them down to 6 inches off the ground, and they were really big stumps, and they came back beautifully.
Hey, I'll tell you, if it was mine, I'd cut them way back. I got my pruning degree, magna cum slaughter. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Even the 1-inch canes, 1.25 inches, that won't stun them to where they would die.
They're going
to
come back.
Like that, right?
You know, they've got a good established root system.
Yeah,
so that's the key, is that when you cut it, if they're that old, they're established, and they are going to survive.
Yeah. Fertilize them, water them, keep them, a little light mulch on them.
There you go.
The way they're going to grow. Yeah. You'll do okay,
fantastic.
Ty. You have our permission.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
The weather's good for it, so go ahead.
Hey, you have a great gardening day.
Thank you.
Okay, there goes Todd. You can grab that line if you'd like to have it. It's 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Got a text message here, says, what do you recommend as to planting passion fruit? I planted them from seed. I got from a vine at a friend's house that was loaded with golden eggs, as I call them. I don't know.
What's the question?
I guess they want to know if they can plant the passion fruit. It's okay with me.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, we're through. By the time it starts to, you know, come up, we're going to be into the end of March. And I think there's no problem. Go ahead and do it.
But they said it's loaded with golden eggs. I've got a funny feeling that's the wild passion vine.
It may be.
Yeah, the one that we normally see with the purple flowers on. They grow like a weed, and that has that golden egg type shape.
Sure, sure.
Not very tasty.
No.
Maypop is another name for
Maypops, yes. That's where I know them from, Maypops.
Maypops. So,
and the squirrels love them. The birds love them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a host plant for our native butterflies.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can buy the passion fruit plants and plant them. And I think you need to do better if you have two different types of varieties.
Most of the time, especially if they're a hybrid, you know, Maypop.
Yeah.
So.
And then they've saved seed from a pepper they bought at the market. Manzano. Are you familiar with that
one? I'm familiar with Manzano.
Okay. I don't know anything about the Manzano.
Well, I think you can, they want to grow them.
They want to grow them.
Peppers are really easy to grow from seed.
Yeah, it's not a chili pepper, they said. So, do you know what the Manzano looks like?
It's green, but then it can turn red. And it's about half the size of a regular pepper.
Regular pepper, yeah. So all peppers do well. So.
Yeah, and you can grow them easy from seed.
Yeah, okay.
Just put them on a paper towel and spread them out, and then just plant them.
There you go. You get permission from Teresa to do that. I have my peppers. I grow the bell peppers. That's the one I like, and I have Revolution, a Better Bell, Arthur. And those are all good peppers. So.
Our favorites are cowhorns and the banana peppers.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love the banana peppers.
Yeah, very good, very good. If you want to give us a call, you certainly can. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Meantime, you know, we were talking about flowers that we can plant. March opens up a whole new list of flowers that we can grow. And I have some favorites, and I'll tell you my favorite is a zinnia. I grew up with zinnias.
I love zinnias too. It was the first flower I learned how to draw.
Oh,
and
really?
So you put a little circle and then you do the wave all the way around it and you just do them. And so I love zinnias
and
too.
And you do layers
of the little curls, and it looks just like a zinnia. But I love gazanias. Okay. Gazanias look great, and I, as an annual, I love those. And then also, I love Garas. So, I mean, you're going to find a lot of the nurseries start bringing in the plants now in March. So there are going to be a lot of different annuals.
I'm also a marigold fan. Do you like marigolds?
I love marigolds. I love the French marigolds. I love the white ones. And because they don't stink as much as the older
ones. Oh, I love the smell, too.
You like the smell of the stinky ones? But I love the orange marigolds, and they last a long time. And again, once you buy the plant, you save the seeds. You never have to buy another one.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, you can start them from seeds
sure.
if you want. And it takes about, what, 4 to 6 weeks?
4 to 6 weeks, and that puts us in, you know, just for a beautiful garden for Easter.
Yeah, I like the larger flowered zinnias. We used to grow them. My mother used to grow them, and we would cut them, and we'd actually give them away to churches and things like that for flowers. But we grew all different things. I remember her planting out packets and packets of zinnia seeds. Isn't
this, and so how much, was this in the front of the house or was it in the garden? Or
you know, we had 5 acres, so we had big beds and things like that. But yeah, and if you had a small landscape, they have the smaller landscape, Profusion, Sahara series, and those there, they'll reseed themselves very well.
Very nice. And butterflies love them, so it's a great pollinator plant.
Yeah, yeah. The person who wrote us about the manzanas, pepper said they're very hot peppers.
They are hot.
Yeah, they're good size, they said.
I just had some jalapeno jelly yesterday, and it was delicious. So
I love
jalapeno jelly.
How about that? So right now we have time to plant peppers outside, tomato plants outside,
tomatoes.
All the warm seasons.
Start everything that can grow in the summertime, you can start now. Get them out there.
And from the one caller we had, that one text message there, you gave him permission to plant all those things.
I do. And we can go for it. So that'll be great. I love to see all the plants growing around the yard. So especially the annuals. It just looks so pretty out there. And, you know, you can have them in containers or hanging baskets. You can even put them in the hanging baskets.
When you design a landscape situation, do you design in a vegetable feature?
I can. I've designed many edible landscapes. And so I use blueberries for hedges. I love to use plums and nectarines for fences. Mm-hmm. And make them espaliered on the fence, so they're really easy, and they make a natural fence. And so you can put in lemongrasses for ornamental grasses. So there's a lot of edibles you can put into the landscape, a lot of vegetables.
And then get up on your website.
They can get up on my website, www.she-consulting.com, and they can find out more about my trip to the Brandywine Valley. It's called the Brandywine Valley Garden Extravaganza. And they can also find more details and my newsletter. I have a monthly newsletter.
Very good. Let's do a quiz question here. I'm embarrassed to ask this one even. Quiz question for a Black Cow Capper t-shirt. According to the account Genesis in the Bible, what plant did Adam and Eve use for clothing? Give Joni a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS and let her know the plant Adam and Eve used for clothing in the Bible. We'll start with caller 3, and if you're someone at the same address of one within the last 60 days, please allow others a try. And the number here is 1-888-45-LAWN, 1-888-455-2967. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm often asked if there'll be signs before Jesus comes again. Yes, he very clearly teaches about the signs of his coming. 1, an increase in false teachers and messiahs. False teaching is contrary to God's written word.
Okay.
2, wars and rumors of wars. The 20th century was the bloodiest century in all of history, and the 21st century, beginning with 9/11, could be even worse. 3, there'll be an increase in natural disasters, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, floods. He says these occurrences are like birth pains. With the onset of labor, birth pains increase in frequency and intensity as the birth approaches. This is very revealing and reflecting on the signs of which Jesus speaks. Things will get worse before he comes again. Yet he clearly states no one knows the time. If someone sets a time, you can be sure he's a false prophet because no one knows the time. The key is, will you be ready when he comes? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. We do have a winner on our Black Cow Cap or T-shirt contest here. And according to the account Genesis in the Bible, what plant did Adam and Eve use for clothing? Give Joni a call, I said, at 1-888-45-LAWNS and let her know the plant Adam and Eve used for clothing in the Bible. Said we start with caller number 3, and Joni was loaded with calls, right?
I was loaded with calls.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Versus just being loaded.
Yeah. Okay, the answer was fig.
Yeah, I was fig. embarrassed he missed that one.
Oh gosh. Well, the winner was Brenda from Lakeland.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's gonna have a black cow.
What?
T-shirt.
Black cow. I didn't know whether we were delivering a black cow to Brenda or what.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
But anyway, she's getting a T-shirt. Of course, it says mature manure, and she'll be popular with all our friends.
Yes.
And did you know black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils and helps retain moisture, too? Black cow is the mature manure.
That's true.
I'm glad you agree with that, Joni. Thank you very much for doing that. If you want to give us a call now with a regular question... And we're not delivering black cows, by the way. But you can probably get one if you have enough room. But number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Again, I'll give it to you. Joni says I say it too fast. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. Okay, Teresa, here's the question. It says, good morning, Tom and Teresa. Says they got a problem. Okay. It's a good problem. They said, I've got all my tomato, peppers, and corn and ready to plant, but this crazy weather has all the October planting still in good shape and producing heavily. There's no room in the inn or the garden. So what should they do?
Well, you know, here's the issue when we don't have a winter time and a, you know, warming up that our plants will continue to grow, the fall vegetables and winter vegetables, but they got to make a decision. Do they want tomatoes and peppers and corn? They're going to have to get them out there and plant them. So they need to make a hard decision and just pull them.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. You know, maybe if you have one or two that's really doing well, and if you got the room, you could keep those just to get the fruits continuing.
Sure.
and then you could put some new ones in.
Right. And that's the thing, is that you want to make sure, because tomatoes and peppers have, well, peppers will go through the summertime, but tomatoes only have that set time where they'll, you know, produce fruit. And so you want to make sure
you got to hop to it.
You got to get to it now, because if not, it's going to get too hot.
Yeah, let's see. They're in the Central Florida area, it looks like, from their telephone line. So, yeah, right now you got to hop to it. If you're a little further up, you have a little more time.
Right.
But I would March 1st is what I set for my planting of all those things.
Be cruel and pull them up.
Yeah, close your eyes and get the trash can handy. Hey, you know, we were talking about flowers, and it goes for vegetables and even herbs and things like that. And everybody prepares planting sites differently. What do you do if you're going to be putting them in the ground?
Well, if I'm going to be putting them in the ground, I want to make sure that I assess the site. What am I going to grow? Is it got the right conditions? Sunlight, soil, moisture, pH. Got to check that pH, especially if you're growing vegetables, and you want to make sure that's correct. But then you also want to make sure it's weed-free. And so we don't recommend tilling deep anymore. That's not good. You don't want to break up those microbial systems. But you want to make sure it's weed-free, and then make sure that you amend the soil with, like, black cow.
Yeah. Any additions that will improve sandy soils.
Exactly. And hold on to moisture.
It's not that you can't grow things in sandy soils, but it helps a lot if you have the organic matter and the manures and things like that. If you're calling in for Joni, she'll be catching you in just a second here, too.
Sure. But, I mean, you know, when we're digging in the soil, we so appreciate our sandy soils, you know, versus up north in the rock and clay. And it provides good drainage. Yeah. But it doesn't hold on to the organic material very long. That's why you have to keep adding it.
But, you know, even my clay soil up north, we kept adding organic matter.
It works.
I mean, I had soil up north. I could have did modeling out of it, you know, little clay figures and everything. It was just amazing. So any sandy soil, if you can improve it, it certainly help out.
It's going to help out. You won't need to fertilize as much, and you're not going to have to water as much. So, I mean, it's a good way. It's just a positive thing to do in the garden.
And there's lots of things you can add. You mentioned black cow is a good one. We have compost. Some people make their own compost.
Compost is excellent. You know, a little bit of topsoil, manure, and compost, you know, different ingredients you can always add, but just to get that microbial activity going and hold on to the moisture.
Sounds good. So those are some of the things you can do if you're preparing to say. Everybody does it different. Do you add fertilizer?
I do not add fertilizer, not either. To the soil. I always wait till I see new growth. I put the seeds in, and when you see the new growth coming up, that's the time to fertilize. When you put a transplant in, when you see that extra layer of leaves coming up, go ahead and start the fertilizer.
Yeah. Some people will go through and add a little bit of fertilizer to it beforehand.
If you do, slow release.
Yeah, slow release. Oh, definitely slow release. So no doubt about that. There we go. We're going to take a quick little break here. When we come back, we'll take care of your calls. We got a call here on pomegranates. Let's see. On Brandywine. They want to know about the Brandywine tomatoes, do you?
Yeah, Brandywine tomatoes are delicious.
Good. Well, they want to know more about that from you, so we'll get that information there. Sounds good. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Yeah. Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and
helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Check out our gardening how-to videos on the web at hisandhersgardening.com. That's hisandhersgardening.com. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Are you retired? Got time on your hands to get away? Call YMT Vacations now for great values on land and cruise trips to Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, and more. Plus, save now with our $250 per person discount and low price guarantee. Call for free info.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. That's 800-213-9256.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the BioAdvance Studios. Thank you for being there with us. Hey, Teresa, I got somebody said Brandywine, and I was thinking Brandywine tomatoes. I said, when did she talk about Brandywine tomatoes? But it's your Brandywine trip.
Brandywine Garden Extravaganza. We're taking a group of garden enthusiasts up to the Brandywine Valley area in August, August 17th through the 21st. And we're going to visit Winterthur, Chanticleer, and Longwood, and John Bartram's garden in Philadelphia. So it's going to be a great trip, and we're going to have lots of fun, and we're going to geek out at all the plants. I love going out and just oohing and aahing at all the plants. And you can find more information out at my website, www.she-consulting.com.
Okay, she-consulting.com.
Right.
And put the dash in there. Or you can put in Teresa Watkins.
Or, put in Teresa Watkins and she, and it'll come up. And they can also sign up for my monthly gardening newsletter.
There you go. Got it all right there. She-consulting.com. Okay, we got a lot of questions here. We pick up the pace just a little
okay,
bit on this one here.
Hit us.
Yes, and we're going to talk with Kevin in Palm Bay. Kevin, you got about a minute. How can we help you?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. We got about a minute.
I was given a small pomegranate tree as a gift a couple years ago, and when I got it, it was only about a foot and a half tall. So I planted it in the backyard, and I planted it in an area where it didn't get water from sprinklers or anything. It was in full sun, and it rocketed up to about 7 feet tall or so, and that seems to be about where it stopped, and it lost most of its leaves. It's got a leaf, here, there, and it just doesn't look like it's doing very well. And I thought maybe, it's lacking water, so I installed a sprinkler to water it. That it doesn't seem to have proved much any, but it's not dead. The limbs without leaves, they're not dry or brittle or anything, just got no leaves on them. It's like it's in hibernation or something.
Okay, well, they do slow down in the wintertime. Let Teresa tell you her experience with pomegranates.
Yeah, but pomegranates, they do need water. Of course, most fruit trees do need consistent watering and full sun. But pomegranates just don't do well here in Florida. And I would also I would also check your pH and the alkalinity.
And keep it fertilized. And see if that helps you. Hey, we got to run, but maybe it'll help you out just a little bit. Let's go to Jerry in Inverness. Jerry, we got about a minute. How can I help you?
Yeah,
Yes, Tom. Thank you. I heard you, I think, announced that the black cow had a lot of nutrients in it. I was wondering what other ones they have besides the ones on the label.
Well, those would be the major nutrients. Then you'll get some minor nutrients in it, as you would with any cow manure. So, you know, manures are just a good addition to the garden, but you may still have to apply some of the minor nutrients and things like that to supplement it.
Oh, I do. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Is that what you would say,
too? I would say, too, yeah, you got your micro and your macro and your micro, and you definitely don't get it all in the manure, but adding it to it will be great.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Poinciana. Last caller of the day. Tom in Poinciana.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. When do I cut my poinsettia back?
Okay, Joni did a little feature on that. You may have missed it today.
I did.
Yeah, but, you know, I do mine in March. Teresa?
March, I do it March, and you can also do it kind of like with A's, April and August.
Yep.
When in March? Middle?
Oh, I would do it, you know, I like to make sure the cold is over. The middle of March, it's over, so then I'd cut them back to about 12 to 18 inches from the ground. And then
I know that.
Then you have to let it grow about a foot. Then you cut off the upper 4 to 6 inches, and then you let it grow another foot. You continue that pruning through the end of August, and at that time, let the plant mature, and then it'll start setting its flowers and develop bracts in about October, about the first week in October.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great garden. That was the last caller today.
That was an easy call.
That was, I know. Joni already told me what to do, what to say. Okay, last text message here. Can you tell me if star fruit can be propagated or just use seeds?
I think for the best for Florida, I would do a grafted, go ahead and propagate it and buy a tree. I wouldn't do it from seeds.
There's a number of varieties out there.
They produce beautifully.
Which are good. So, yeah, I think a grafted one, if you have a tree, you might be able to do a cutting as possible and maybe get that the root or air layer or something like that.
Right, but it may take a little bit longer to get more fruit on it. So if you get graft, you're going to get fruit the first year, and it's going to go gung-ho.
Yeah, so I would go ahead and get a grafted tree, pick a variety, get a bulletin down from the university and see what some of their different varieties are.
And there's new ones always coming on.
Yeah, all the time. Okay, tell us about, very quickly, your website, how they get up onto it.
They can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. They can find out about my newsletter. They can hear my podcast, and they can also find out more about the Brandywine Garden Extravaganza.
Very good. And you know, you and I today, Teresa, we only covered half of what I had on my list.
I know. I was going. You
so
didn't
you're
ask
have
me
to
about
come back.
I would love to come back.
Yeah,
I would love to, Tom.
Yeah, and we'll cover a lot of these other things. Like I have one here, Florida Friendly Landscape Law, because there is a law that allows people to develop their landscape.
And what should you do? I can help you on that.
And we'll cover that there. Plus, I did answer one here, is winter over? You already said winter is over.
Winter's over. The robins have coming through, and so it's great. It's a good time to get out there and start your garden or renovate it. Bring
good.
It up to...
Teresa, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Teresa
I appreciate
Watkins.
It.
Get up on her website, she-consulting.com. Brian, thank you, sir.
Have a great week. Enjoy the weather.
Oh, we're going to have a great week. I know. Joni?
Yes, I hope to see you next weekend.
And we hope to have everybody here next weekend, that's for sure. Keep your questions handy. Get up on our website, betterlawns.com. It's betterlawns.com. Get up on the website, and you can ask us a question there. If you need to send a picture, just tell me, and I will get back with you. You can send me a picture. Otherwise, keep the questions handy. We're going to be here. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.